NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
And now,
it's time for
Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast.
Welcome to Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast. I'm popping my peas.
Ooh, importantly.
Alliteration. My name's Mike Sweeney, and I'm joined, as always, by Jesse Gaskell.
Thank you.
We're co-hosts.
You're
welcome. Oh, I had no choice in the matter. You're contractually obligated to spend time
and
together.
I always remind you of it.
I know. Why? I thought you just did this because you liked hanging out with me.
Damn, we always just book time together in the podcast studio to chat.
You know, I think more marriages could really benefit.
Yeah.
Married couples should do podcasts together.
Oh, no.
Don't
encourage that.
Once a year.
There's only a few that can handle that, I think.
That's true. There are some good ones out there.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, yes.
I know. I can't imagine doing the same thing as my partner. I don't think I would like it.
I always felt that way, too. I always found that. I think you'd want your spouse.
Of course you'd compete.
Yes. To do something entirely different.
Yes.
Like, that's why I married a spot welder. She's incredible. She makes tables for the home. Yeah.
Then you can just be genuinely happy for them and never have a twinge of like, it should have been me.
Right. Well, although, if you have a joint checking account, I think those twinges go away.
Yeah.
No need for twinges. Oh, okay. You're going
to twinge all the way to the bank.
You're going to make the moolah? Not a problem. I think I can get.
Yeah, I can punch things up for you.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'll just sit around and go, good job.
Well, hey, I got a text this morning from an acquaintance, and this person saw Conan on his flight to New York today. He told me he embarrassed his whole family by saying something to Conan.
His own family or Conan? Was Conan traveling
maybe
with his
both.
Family?
I don't know. Definitely his own family.
And this is an acquaintance of yours?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. He, I guess, went up to Conan and said...
Is this on the plane?
I'm not sure if it was on the plane or in the...
Because that makes it... More fraught.
More contained, I know.
30,000 feet.
I know.
Was Conan in the bathroom at the time, in the plane? let's raise the stakes.
He opened the door on him.
Right.
And
so
he said,
Hey
kids, look, it's Danny Bonaducci. Which I think was supposed to be funny.
Oh, he said that to his kids.
To his kids in front of Conan.
Right. Oh.
And I think it got no reaction. Or maybe Conan fake laughed.
I think Danny Bonaducci has brain cancer. Something.
Oh God!
Yeah, it's undergoing
it's a very
some medical
distasteful joke.
Are the children of your acquaintance?
They're like teenagers.
Okay, so they were old enough to.
I don't know if they know who Danny Bonaducci is.
Right.
So they're not in on the joke.
Right.
The joke is for Conan.
Right.
And then, you know, he immediately texted and was like, I'm mortified.
Yes.
I embarrassed my whole family.
Right.
And I really regret this.
Yeah. Kids, look, it's Danny Bonaducci.
I know. So I thought that I would bring up this issue. Since we've traveled a lot with Conan, we've been with him in public a lot.
Uh-huh.
And we've seen a lot of people approach him.
And the rest of the Partridge family.
And there's just this thing of when people are around celebrities, they recognize.
Right.
They do things that are crazy sometimes.
And then they regret it.
And then they're racked with regret for maybe sometimes the rest of their lives.
Yes.
So, you know, I thought maybe we could help people know what to do if you see a celebrity, and maybe specifically Conan in
public. I think this is a great thing to bring up.
Yeah, because I mean, I've been around him when people have walked over.
Right.
First of all, you know, people will interrupt a conversation. I think that's kind of a no. Like if someone's in the middle of something,
right,
don't interrupt them to tell them your bit.
Well, not the Danny Bonaducci line.
No.
It better be better than that.
Yeah.
If it's a glowing, like, I just have to tell you how great you are, maybe that would help smooth over the interruption. But yes, don't interrupt.
Yeah, don't interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I mean, like you said, I think that's kind of the only thing you can say to someone is I'm going to tell you how great you are and just sincerely pay them a compliment.
That's all anyone wants to hear.
And if you have a negative feeling about them, leave them alone.
Really give them a wide berth.
Yes.
No, it's you don't need to talk to a celebrity.
You don't have to. You can just walk on by. Yeah. And I'm honestly doing this not for the celebrity's sake, but for your sake, because you will regret it and you will feel bad about this later.
You're trying to help your friend after the fact.
Yes.
Wow, that
I've seen people walk up to Conan and say any number. The thing a lot of people do, and I don't know what this instinct is, but they kind of want to neg him, like, oh, I'm gonna sort of insult you, like we're peers,
right?
And so they'll say something like, "Oh, you look older in person than on TV." Or
I think they panic and they have to say something, and that's the first thing they go negative because I think it's easier to do.
It's easier to do,
and that way you can attempt humor.
Otherwise, you're just being sincere, and telling a person that you care about them, and that's weird and uncomfortable for most of us.
Right. Yeah. Right. So they go. Yeah, they go, and it's like...
Yeah, they go, hey, fatty.
Right, but imagine a complete stranger. No matter how well-known you are, a stranger's coming up and saying something
and
crap.
You.
Yes, insulting you.
And I think no matter how famous you are, it can be hurtful.
Yes. Well, I'm glad we're, you know, sticking up for Conan finally on this podcast. This is the first time I can remember.
Honestly, I'm really just saying this. I mean, we've all had regrettable celebrity interactions. And
really?
Have you never?
do you have Bonaducci like?
I mean, before I worked in TV.
Yeah.
One time I saw in college actually.
Yes.
Will Ferrell was shooting a movie on our campus, and I saw him and like really happened to just be, he was walking by me and I grabbed his arm, which is so not cool to do.
Totally cool.
No.
Wait, so.
Creepy.
You grabbed his arm.
I grabbed his arm and I said, hey, you're my favorite person ever. But I mean, which is a nice thing to say, but not in that way.
Hey, where you did you let go at any point or how?
I did. As soon as my hand was on his arm, I realized like, oh, I'm touching. Like, no, I'm touching.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very nice. And
I didn't mention this in your advice to me, Conan. You left out, don't physically touch Conan.
Well, I was waiting for the best piece of advice.
So go ahead.
No, he handled it really well. And he said, no, you are. But he looked, I could see the panic in his
startled.
Eyes. He looked startled.
Mm.
He was looking around him like as in case he might need help extracting my hand.
So Will Ferrell's been on our show a lot.
Yeah.
Have
I ever asked about that?
Yeah,
of course not. I would never cop to that, to his face. I was mortified. Right. Well, and see, I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah.
And so I just want to save listeners from that.
That's
from the things that will keep you up at night.
That's a good one. I know I've done horrible things in front of a celebrity. Oh, I've mortified myself in front of celebrities working on the TV show.
Oh, like, you mean just being in a sketch?
No, just being myself. Or no, but like pitching ideas to that, like,
oh God.
You know, an idea where it's like, oh, okay, yeah. sure, like the head writer would be like, yeah, go ahead. Just, but you got to pitch it to Elvis Costello when he's here.
Right.
Or, you know, yeah.
I mean, but at least you were doing your job.
No, it's still more, still mortifying.
Yeah.
To pitch an idea and they just.
And it just lands flat.
Well, they just stare at you and it's kind of like, there's a famous, and this is a line we used a lot, Andy Griffith, famous from Mayberry RFD, like this beloved figure, I think was a tough cookie. And he was on the show on late night, right when I started working there. And one of the writers went up and pitched an idea to him. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And then he went back and repitched a little later. And Andy Griffith just looked at him and said, just walk away. And he said, excuse me. Oh. I like almost like he thought he heard, misheard, which I would have had the same reaction. I was there and heard it. So I thought I was hearing things. And he goes, excuse me, Mr. Griffith. And he goes, just walk away.
Oh my God.
So, you know what he did? He just walked away.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
clear instructions.
that became a line around the office.
I mean, so. He's got strong boundaries.
Yeah. He sure did. Well, anyway.
Okay. Well, I hope that we saved somebody some grief.
Yes, future grief.
If you're out there on planes traveling this summer,
don't talk to celebrities. If you have to, don't go neg.
And don't touch.
Don't touch. And make it quick.
Make it quick.
Quick entrance, quick exit.
Yeah.
I love today's show. Oh,
me too.
We didn't talk about, this is a show where we tell people how to interact with Conan. And also, you know, we talk about behind the scenes at the Conan show. And this
That's
season,
right.
We're talking about Conan on the road, Conan outside of the studio.
Yes, Conan on planes.
That's right. Oh my God, of course it fits perfectly. We've done it again. And today,
we are talking to our favorite IT guy.
Well, that's he's information our technology. Only IT guy.
Yes, he's our only IT guy,
but
to clarify.
He makes, like, I get excited when I literally would get excited when my computer or printer broke because I would get to hang out with our guest.
Pouring soda on
your
keyboard.
He's delightful
he's
and
really
very funny.
Good hang.
He's a great hang.
And he's a foodie, a real foodie in real life.
He is.
He's a great chef. Chris Hayes. And we're talking to him about a famous Taco Bell remote he did with Conan, where they went to the Taco Bell headquarters, and another remote they did in the office where Conan busted the top secret foodies email group.
That is a very popular
remote. It's a really funny
remote.
One.
I mean, they're both popular remotes. And whenever there's an office remote, like Conan did something where he'd barnstorm around the office, Chris Hayes would always...
He was always in those.
Yeah. He's always great.
He was an office favorite. So we have Chris Hayes. We're talking to him in the studio, and then we're going to test some new Taco Bell menu items.
Yeah. why didn't we start doing this?
I don't know.
Why don't we tie food into this podcast?
Every episode.
Yeah. Our producer, Lisa, came up with this idea.
We're looking at Lisa for answers.
But going forward, as they like to say, let's get food... At least a snack or something in next week's head writer.
And
show.
Here's your auditory snack. It's Chris Hayes.
Oh, what a segue. We have a great, great guest today.
We do.
I'm very excited about this guest.
I am too, because he brought snacks with him.
Oh, right. Yes. Well, he brought all these delicious bribes so that he'll be our regular guest every week, I guess.
Yeah, and it's worked.
Yeah. Our permanent guest.
Chris Hayes.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
That
How
was
are
the
you?
Plan, by the way.
IT
Doing well.
Professional and a remote star of many Conan remotes.
I forgot your names. Thank God just jumped in.
I forgot what IT stands for.
I always pause when I see the letters IT. And now there's AI, so now I'm really confused. Those
Internet
are separate things,
technology?
Right?
Or information technology.
Information.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
Internet technology, I think it can all work.
Oh, it's information.
Whatever fits for you.
Information technology.
Yeah.
I forgot make to it learn your own paper technology.
That's my. We won't own say who that is. We won't say who that
well,
is.
You already did the last time you were on.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
You went right after me aggressively, which is why you haven't been on in 4 years.
It's been a minute. Kind of... It's been a minute.
Yeah, so last time we had you on, you called Sweeney out for forgetting to load paper into his printer and then complaining about it not working.
And in my defense, it did not work without paper. So, apology accepted.
Right.
I think I was right to call you on the carpet. And I think, didn't I call a staff-wide meeting to lambaste you for...
You may or may not have. You may or may not have.
Did he do that? That sounds like something he'd do.
Yeah.
But we wanted to have you back because you were in so many Conan remotes, and this whole season is about remotes.
Cool.
And you... Really? Okay, the first one you were in, do you remember what it was?
Well, the first time I was on camera was to fill in for Snoop. I was a stand-in.
Oh.
I had no idea what a mark was. I had no idea why I was there. They just, Steve Hollander, who was the stage manager, pulled me and said, stand here. We're going to run through this music rehearsal.
Yeah.
Oh, it was for he was going to do a music performance?
Snoop was performing that evening. They had me stand in, right, early in the morning.
Okay.
Now, I had never done anything like this. I'd never really been on a stage.
Grass.
Nor smelled it.
Okay.
You're right. And this was prior to Snoop arriving. So they were going through the rehearsal, playing the song he was going to play that night. They had his lyrics going on a teleprompter. Uh-huh. I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to perform.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh, my God.
So I was dancing and acting
you fully did it.
Yeah,
you
they gave me his microphone. Apparently, his microphone was worth about $90,000.
Oh, my God.
$100,000. Yeah, it was
his own. He brought
diamonds
his
all
own.
Over. He brings his own and microphone in a case, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, and they handed it to me and it said Snoop.
Well, so I had to dance once.
I danced with his backup dancers.
These good looking.
Yeah, was everyone good. Like, Snoop doesn't need to come now. We got it.
Yeah. I was doing the lyrics to the song. I was doing the dancing.
He never worked again.
And I just remember going back upstairs and Conan just looking at me like,
oh, you saw
it. Yeah,
and Ross just laughing
at me. You're in trouble.
Well, just like I had no idea I wasn't supposed to do that.
That's great.
I was just supposed to stand there like this.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times I miss the music rehearsals.
Yeah.
Because we're frantically doing other
stuff.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
But that's fantastic.
Yeah. That's great.
I wish we had, you know, there were times in New York, lead singers wouldn't be there. And they're usually like big names, like someone like Snoop. And sometimes they have an intern stand in. And unlike you, I wish I remembered what song it was. There's an intern, just kind of a nerdy looking intern, just standing there.
Just
looking
weakly
terrified.
Standing, yeah.
Well, everyone, dancers and all this, everything else is just revved up around him. And I remember once we were like called down. We're like, record this. We just wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
So incongruous. Yeah.
But I wish
I did
we had a copy of you doing this.
I'm glad
there
that
might be somewhere, but you probably erased it.
I wouldn't have had access to it, but I certainly would have.
Yeah.
That one would have had to go away.
Did you try to sing at all?
I was literally rapping his lyrics.
Oh my God.
And it was a new song. So I don't know if it was playing on the radio at that time.
All right.
So it was a new song. Yeah. And I was
you already knew it.
And the thing is, I didn't know it very well.
Oh yeah.
So I was kind of ad-libbing on certain parts. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dancing with his backup dancers. They're on roller skates. I'm dancing. Yeah. They were on roller skates. Shit was crazy, man.
handling IT emails during
the
song.
Yes, yes, yeah. Do you have anything to do? I thought it was going to be a couple of minutes and they kept going over it and doing it again. So not only did I have to do it once, I kept doing it.
Oh, you kept having to do it.
They actually didn't
need you to do it again. Exactly. They just liked watching it.
I was making a fool of myself at that point.
Conan was calling from
and it's feeding throughout the office.
Again.
Right, yeah, it's feeding through the office on all the monitors. And. Yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
And part of you wasn't like, this could be my big...
Not at all.
All right, okay.
Yeah, because that's not why you got into it.
Not at all.
No.
I'm just an IT guy.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
But Conan loves to find people he works with who he can tell will be good on camera, right. and but aren't trying to get on camera.
Not
so
at all.
That you yeah. were yeah. right in that sweet spot.
There are,
I guess, yeah.
There's the opposite of that. There's some people on the staff who were so clearly wanted to get on camera.
Yeah.
And it was like,
they come in on roller skates.
Anyway, oh, so that's wild. So then, was it soon after that then that the segment Hanging with Hayes came up?
I would say it had to be.
Yeah. Yeah. The next
yeah, there wasn't very much time. Yeah. I don't think it was too long in between
yeah.
that they
got and I don't. I don't know if those are online.
No, they're not.
They're not because it was the Tonight Show. And that's all, you know,
which is
in the vault.
Yes.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Someday they'll be released.
Yeah. That was kind of like my first real taste of, you know, getting be, you know, or am I in front of a camera?
Yeah.
In front
right.
of a camera
mm-hmm.
and reading a script and hitting certain marks. And hey, you're going to act like you're playing a saxophone.
Right.
And they booked, what do you say? You book a kid?
Ready.
Kid,
yeah.
I guess I was like his big brother, you know, like a big right. brother program.
Was that pre-taped?
That was pre-taped.
Right. So yeah. you didn't have to worry about being out in front of a live audience.
Not at that point.
No, but when
oh, shoot. I'm mixing these things up. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going way back.
This is just a yeah. clever
We're going way.
Way
back. Hanging with Hayes.
On yeah. the Tonight Show.
That was the Tonight yeah. Show.
That's correct. Yes.
Man, you were a star. You were slated.
That, wow.
Right away to, wow. like, let's get
I didn't
this
think
guy
on
TV.
Go that back. So that was interesting because it was more nerve-wracking for me, surprisingly, to do it in front of the coworkers.
Ah. Oh.
Because at that
the
point,
crew,
I could, the crew, the people, mm-hmm. you,
writers,
Shlemmy,
yeah.
right? Schlansky,
like
everyone.
Like you're backstage shooting, hanging with a bit. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no, when we went out live and did it towards the end of that bit. That was in front of a live audience.
Okay. But you were more nervous, not about the audience, but about your coworkers being out there?
During the rehearsal.
Got it.
So remember, we used to rehearse
yes,
in front of
yes.
the employees. And that
well, they
was
were
more
a tough crowd. They wouldn't laugh, too. You know?
It's just I had to be around them after the audience I would never have to see again.
Yeah, right. That's true.
So, like, I was literally not nervous in front of the audience. And I believe that audience was about 400 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a big
It was a huge studio.
Too big,
huge studio audience. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of big.
No?
Well, they're not.
No,
necessary.
This is the perfect yeah, amount of audience. Yeah. We have two people here watching.
This is kind of too much pressure for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, so that's funny. You're more yeah. worried about your coworkers.
Yeah. And then interesting thing is when we did fast forward to us doing the actual taping,
mm-hmm.
the taping in front of the audience.
Yeah.
After it was done, they rolled my little mini set back behind the curtain.
Uh-huh.
And I get off the, you know, it was like a fake desk or fake office thing that they had made for me.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of on this high at this point. I've never done anything like that, never been in front of an audience. And I walk off and I just kind of go off to myself and going back actually just to do some work shit, you know?
Right.
But in between there, John McCain was standing back there.
Senator John McCain.
And he goes.
And he wasn't just, even on the show that night.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
You
yeah.
heard about rehearsal.
He was always hanging out
Get
backstage,
there.
That
yeah.
guy, right?
Yeah.
And he just called me by my name. He was like, that was really funny, Chris.
Oh, my God.
And just shook my hand. There was no one around. There was no cameras around. It was just he and I in that moment. And he just shook my hand. I was just like, thank you very much.
So
nice to meet you, sir.
Yeah.
I could absolutely be making this up.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
so that was something that yeah. I always remember.
That is, yeah.
John McCain was a fan.
Huge.
That's also a good, like, classic late night story where these random people are thrown together
mm-hmm.
for an hour
right.
every night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you come off stage and John McCain's there.
You know, yeah. And like I said, I'm just a guy that plugs in computers. So that was a pretty cool
mm-hmm.
moment.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Did people that you know watch the show? Like, what was the response? Did your family watch?
Yeah, my family watched.
Yeah.
I told them. I had to tell them about that.
Mm. Of course.
You know, and it was pretty exciting. For mm-hmm. them. It was the Tonight Show. So
there used to be a rookie mistake, which is people, you know, you cast staff and sometimes actors, you know, and mm-hmm. like, hey, they tell their whole family, I'm going right. to be on Conan tonight. Yeah. And then it's like, no, cut it out after yes. the show. Don't
got cut
ever.
The moment you said that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We kept a mic on you.
Yeah.
And heard you.
Never so, want to be on. Never want to be on TV.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's the there secret.
You go. That's your secret. That's why again and again.
I do not want $1 million.
Okay.
You don't, okay.
We'll
I don't
know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said it here first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Too bad. We pay. That's what we pay our guests on this podcast.
Is that what but you pay your guests?
We're going to give it to charity.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Charity.
Well, so then once the show moved over to TBS, Conan really started doing a lot of office remotes with real staffers.
Going around the office.
Just going around the office. And I don't know what, that probably just came out of necessity, maybe.
If it was, well, yeah, if he liked the idea and it was, yeah. It was a funny idea.
It was very easy to film.
They were easy to grab. Uh-huh. It was a little out of necessity permits. In that. He was just very busy, so mm-hmm. it was a little harder to schedule right. him to like, okay, now you've got to go, you know, we were driving to Palm Springs for right. you to meet a guru down there. It's like you have to walk out of your office
yeah.
and walk 30 feet.
Right.
Okay, and your office, Hayes, was right by Conan's office.
Yeah, so he not very far, yeah. far down the hallway. Right.
So you were right in the strike zone
yep.
there.
Yes.
Yep.
You
every
were
day. Got to see him pass by.
Like a lot of his would start maybe at Sona's desk, his mm-hmm. assistant, right outside right. his office. Like her Gigolo's mug was missing.
Gigolo's.
Gigolo's.
Do you remember that?
No.
There was a time, you had, I was working on your computer or something, yeah. or putting paper in a printer
sure,
for you.
Sure, of course.
I don't know.
Huge.
Turning it on.
Right.
But, won't work. And you had a script on your desk.
Uh-huh.
And it was G-I-G-O-L-O-S.
O-L-O-S.
And I don't know, maybe I had a long night the night before. Yeah. I'm like, what is this? I was like, what is Gigolo's, man? What is Gigolo? I hate to say
it's
this.
It's not a word you use a no, lot. I mean, not, I don't. No. I don't think I've ever seen it
written
yeah.
down.
Yeah. It's
right.
Not, yeah.
And I was literally, and he thought I was joking, but I was serious. I was like, "What is Gigolo's, man?" And he's just like,
"I don't remember." This.
Yeah, and you were just.
And he's like,
at,
"It's
you don't
pronounced
yeah.
Gigolo's."
I don't remember anything.
Nothing that happens between us. Do you remember?
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't
remember
know,
plenty that's happened.
I don't know. I don't know. We talk about palm tree. I don't know. It's just fine.
Yeah. I bored you to death by explaining the difference between the various palm trees in
yes.
LA.
Yes.
I've heard the palm tree.
You heard the palm tree story?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy to do it now for all our listeners.
You share with anyone. Yeah. Anyone who will listen.
If you'd like to listen.
Okay.
That, I'm not
let the listener note that we cut out Sweeney's palm tree.
I'm not. No. I finally showed some judgment and I'm not, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to talk. People are going to have to.
Well, now we want you to.
No, people are going to beg me.
Sorry, I'm going off the rails here. But yeah, I didn't know that was what, how uh-huh. Gigolo's was spelled.
Gigolo's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then later that day, I saw the same thing written on a mug that Sona had.
Right. Oh, the same day. That's crazy. So,
yeah.
Because well,
I, you know, yeah, yeah. I went down to her desk and then somehow she mentioned, oh, that's my Gigolo's mug. Right. And I was like, oh, shit. Sweeney must think I'm an idiot. I was like, I think I'm an idiot right now. Yeah.
The opposite.
I can't believe you still remember an embarrassing thing from like 12 years ago.
Uh-huh. I couldn't read a word.
I mean, I have so many that
exactly.
I'll remember them for a week,
exactly.
but then they're gone.
Yeah.
Mine are coming every 10 minutes. I lay in bed at night and go, fuck.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, oh my God, I said 20 different things yeah. I said today that embarrassed yeah. me. Yeah. Well, no, I'm so grateful that happened because I used to have to read all the writer's pitches out loud mm-hmm. in the room
oh, yeah.
with the writers in there. Uh-huh. And my biggest fear was mispronouncing words. And I did. And oh my God. And you do it with the writer.
You
eviscerate. Hear about it. It's not like they just jump. I think my best one was the word whoa.
Oh, shit.
W-H-O-A, I said whoa.
Oh, no.
And they're all like, what? What? And I
whoa.
I went, whoa. I never... Yeah. Ever had to say that out loud. I mean, I was
funny.
Mortified, just mortified because every, no, it wasn't
funny. That's funny.
Oh, it was, I thought you were saying it was funny.
No, that's funny.
It was funny. And I was just mortified. And I think
it was a lot of pressure that you had to pitch everything because we would also give you shit. Like if something didn't land great, we would blame it on you for
right.
the pitch.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Oh, the way he pitched.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And it and if something did pass, it was in spite of my reading.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so either way, I was
you're losing, man.
Yeah.
Listen, no one ever.
Thanks.
But I was so grateful that we didn't have to pitch things ourselves. That was a real. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. No, truly, thank you.
Because
I was
a
relief. When I started at the show, I thought that I assumed that we'd have to go around the room and pitch our own pitches.
Oh, yeah, no, terrifying.
Terrifying.
That I mean, and that happens, I think, at a lot of shows.
Yeah.
But it was already set up that way when I started working there, that it was anonymous.
Some genius, yeah.
It is, and the monologue jokes were anonymous. Incredible. Mm-hmm. That's very unusual.
Really?
For a talk show where, there's usually a bean counter going, oh, how many did you get
Whose
on tonight?
Initials, yeah, yeah.
And, it's really, can you imagine
that
stress?
But that's so stressful for a new writer. Stressful. And it's also, you know, there's, the power of suggestion is so important in comedy that I think there's, once somebody gets something in their heads of like, oh, this person always makes me laugh. This person...
Right.
Maybe has been on a rough streak.
Right.
Then that's just going to inform everything that they read.
I used to hear SNL read-through stories where they, you know, every Wednesday there's a pile of scripts up to the ceiling and they read through them. And I'd hear stories from writers in there where it's like, the cast members who are hot, if they're reading your sketch,
everyone's laughing.
And if you're like, if you're in a little rough,
right.
Trough. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like it's like high school. Everyone's like, and it's just like,
following you around, huh?
You're pig pen. Wow.
And if you don't shake that off somehow, then, you know, that can.
It's self-fulfilling. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can just. Ugh.
What a rut to be in.
I know.
I mean, it's enough to make you go, whoa. Whoa, Nelly.
That's great. Whoa.
It's not even it's the dumbest. A four-letter word. Whoa.
Yeah.
What a
moron. It's almost
moron.
Like a recoil. You say it so hard. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
And then I think I just mispronounced Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's first name.
Oh.
But, and I knew how to pronounce it, but I don't know what how do you miss? I think I just like...
You're
it.
Reading it. You're doing a cold read on a lot
And they
of
were
it.
All yeah. cold reads. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Jesse. Yeah. You're very understanding. Even though at the time, I'm sure you were like, that fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Or as I would say, acehole. fucked up my pitch again. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Gigolos. Gigolos.
Gigolos, yeah.
I can read it now.
But yes, I was saying like... A lot of remotes started right at Sona's desk. And then Conan would work his way down that second floor hall, the workplace. And you were right in the middle.
Yeah.
So you were kind of, you became pivotal
to
a lot of remotes.
to quite a few.
So would you know, I mean, did you have an inkling of when a remote was happening and you'd kind of like put on a little extra makeup that day? Or
No.
Put a little mark, a little actor's mark under your chin.
There would be times, there were a few remotes that required some type of intervention from my side where they wanted me to send out an email, you know, create a fake email group or something like that.
Well, let's talk about that remote. Because I think that's a fun one.
Bearing the lead
here. Great one.
Yeah. The foodie remote.
Yes.
The foodie remote.
So there was, can you explain? Because it was based on an actual email chain.
There was, yes.
Of a group in the office. That were calling themselves the foodies.
That were calling themselves, you weren't you on it? Too?
I wasn't. No,
you
could have
been. You absolutely.
I would have
been
lobbied
on that group.
To be in it. Yeah, for sure.
That was one of the last lists to die. That thing went on till the very end.
Oh, really? Oh, so it was there when I was there, and I wasn't on it.
I don't know when I created that list.
So someone came to you and said, we want you to create this special list.
Well, the foodies one.
The foodies one, yeah.
I think it just...
Oh, how many lists just, were there?
Oh,
how many lists did you create that we don't even...
Yeah, there were several.
How many remotes did we do? There were several. Retroactive remotes.
Really? Yeah, yeah. There were like...
Okay.
There's still a few, yeah. How to get on a podcast. Right? No, that one was just people that like food.
Yeah.
And say, hey, restaurant recommendations and stuff like that.
But then...
Then the remote came from that because, okay, so we were always getting sent free food.
Yes.
Free shit, just anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Certainly food. There was always cakes coming in.
And it would always go straight to the second floor.
That was
not the floor the writers on were on.
Well, yeah.
The writers were very resentful about not getting food sent to the third floor.
Yeah. I mean, but we would, if you were on the foodies list and you were a writer, you would know to come to the second floor.
Which writers were on the foodies list?
I don't know if
kiss and tell. Yeah.
I know Andy was on it.
It was almost like if you came and made a recommendation to another foodie, you could get on the foodie list.
Uh-huh.
Do you know? Hey, I like this restaurant. And then another foodie might realize that you like food and say, hey, you know, there's a list that ask Hayes to put you on it.
That guy doesn't like
food. Yeah. Then
he's the guy on the IV.
For maintenance.
Doesn't enjoy. He's on a glucose drip.
Exactly. And then, they would send me an email. Hey, can I get on this? That's how a lot of people got on different lists.
Yeah.
You know, but the foodies one. Yeah. And then, so I think the remote you're speaking of was, foodies would get first access.
So that was what would happen is the food would come to the second floor, kind of right in front of your desk.
Always, yeah.
And then you would be aware that there was the food had just arrived.
Yes.
And you would send an email just to the foodies list and say, this is what we got.
Were you it kind of in, I did not know that. You had agency. You kind of were in charge of sending out a lot of those emails?
Anyone could send out to the foodies list.
That was my
I would just opinion. Have first eyes. On the food
I did not
because it would be
because it was right in front of
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
and so you'd grab the bull by the horns and say,
send it to send the foodies. The call. I know everyone eventually is going to find out that there's food.
Right. Yeah, the word gets out.
No, the idea was to beat everyone else to it.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know, get first choice.
If it was Popeyes, you know, there's some wing lovers in foodies, and there's only so many. There's only so many wings on a chicken.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You're part of the That's foodies true. List. True. You're going to get one of your wings, brother. You're not going to end up with the leg.
Yeah.
Or the, leg, breast, whatever.
So the day of this remote, it all happened. So this email came around and I don't know how we found out about the foodies, but then when Conan heard about it, I don't know who said, let's do this remote.
Who tipped Conan off? Because that person.
Oh, I wish we should investigate this.
Yeah.
Because I know some.
That's a
rat. Do you remember, Chris?
I may not know.
You do know.
No.
It's shrouded in secrecy.
It has to remain that way.
Oh,
why? The secrets you carry.
Yeah.
The show doesn't even exist anymore.
It has to remain that
way. Wow. I feel like there's still a foodies list.
The foodies list lasted for, I think I finally just filled the foodies list not too long ago.
There were people walking around with smiles on their face all the time.
Conference room. Hey, in the conference room.
Yeah.
It wasn't even if it was in front of me sometimes. We kind of knew. Hey, in the conference room, there's going to be this
coming.
That's
what this one was. This remote was that a cake had come in, right?
It was a cake. Well, I think
Conan found out about the foodies list and he was like, I'm going to bust these people.
Right.
That are getting to the food first.
Yes.
That one I kind of knew was going down too, so I just kind of had to sit back.
Well, and were you the one, so you were implying that you had to send that email, the fake email.
I don't know if it was.
To get people there?
I can't remember if it was me. I truly can't remember if it was me or not. I don't think it was me.
Okay.
I sent out the email, but I can't remember.
Might have been you.
It may have been me. Shit, I hope it wasn't me.
And I think Conan started. He explained it in an office and then was lying in wait, I think, for a few people to come
It was
in.
Pretty, pretty brutal.
It was great.
Yeah, it was pretty.
He went into the
It was pretty rough one.
to the conference room where everyone was going to meet.
Yeah.
And just one by one.
It was like a
perfectly set trap.
Yeah.
All the foodies trickled in.
Yes.
And he confronted them on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally ambushed.
It was great.
That was one. Yeah. No one knew. Like there was no one that knew. No one.
Everyone was ambushed. And most people were very like sheepish. And then I think one or two people were just like, people care about food.
People who like food.
Yes. Yeah. Unapologetically. I remember and just funniest. Eating the cake.
Yeah. And they're just like, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Don't you have a show to do?
If you're not on it. You're not on it.
What are you doing in here?
Exactly.
Yeah. Very funny.
That was funny. But that one was, I was just kind of like, oh, man, you just have to watch your comrades kind of
go down.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because content for the show.
Yes.
Right.
That always triumphs over anything. Yeah.
It's like you're not doing your job because what?
Right.
You stepped away from your job to come eat cake because you're on some exclusive list.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that's why, I mean, it's really funny, but another reason it's so popular is obviously anyone who works in an office
can relate.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
To these kind of shenanigans.
This information withholding.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Got to be in the know.
Did that affect the foodies? I mean, was there a rift? Like, was the broken trust of that?
I
think there was a little bit of broken trust.
Yeah.
I remember, and I think it wore off, but I remember in the very beginning, it was kind of like, man.
Who can we trust?
I think people kind of looked at me like, man, you kind of sold us out. And I was like, hey, it's for the comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
Also, do you want the-
You still got to eat
cake.
Do
you want to be on the
list
still
got to eat cake. You got to live, you know.
Yeah.
And Jordan Schlansky was on the list too, right?
Right, I think of course.
Was he one of was Schlansky on there?
I think so.
He had to have been on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he likes to make Italian restaurant recommendations.
He likes to talk about.
That's, but
I,
only
I
in
say
Italy.
That's I would say that's it. That was his only contribution to that list. Was Italian food.
Other than showing up and eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all he. Yeah.
So foodies. I love that it continued on, and I bet there were future generations of foodies that didn't even know about that remote.
No.
New employees were like,
yeah. It's like wars, though. Every generation, it skips a generation, but then the next generation has to fight.
There were wounds. People were showing their wounds from that battle.
He could have done a foodie remote every 5 years.
He could have.
I had no idea that it just kept going.
Yeah.
I thought that would have put, well, you are also in one of my It's one of my favorite office remote moments. It's the Secret Santa remote.
Oh, yeah.
I had to look it up because I was like, where is that little moment from? It's called the Secret Santa remote, which is fine. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And Conan's out and he talks to you and then he moves down the line. He's talking another cubicle and there's something about marijuana or something. He goes, is everyone here smoking pot? And who else here is smoking pot? I think that was a question. Yeah. And, you know, no one responds. And then he moves on. And then I love this also because it's a moment found in editing.
Mm-hmm.
And those sometimes are my favorite moments.
Yeah.
I know as a writer, when you're editing something and you find those moments.
You see someone makes a face and
something where you're like, they're laughs you didn't think you had going into the edit room. And you're just like, oh, thank you. Literally, I get down my knees and pray to God all of a sudden. You're so grateful. But anyway, Conan goes, anyone here smoking pot? And then no response. But then the video freezes and it rewinds and then it plays again and blows in your cubicle's like 30 feet in the background and it blows it. The shot way up. And we just see your hand come up above the cube like I do. And it gets such a giant laugh. Really? One of the biggest laughs.
Wow.
I remember.
Yeah.
And anyway, nice work. You know what you were doing. You knew just to raise your hand just above your cubicle wall. Not too high.
In my own world.
Anyway.
Didn't even look back. Yeah.
Very, very funny. Sorry to describe it in detail. Maybe.
No,
that was great.
You know what's shorter than that explanation? My discussion about palm pinnate versus palm.
I disagree. I disagree. That can go on for hours. It got me through some rough times.
Well, you know, palm tree. Jesse, now I can tell you, there was a secret email, palm tree.
Palmies? Palm
tree, yeah, the palmies.
The palmies, I-E-S.
I would bring in a new frond.
Yeah.
And we'd all meet in the conference.
You could recommend a frond.
Yeah. We'd talk about
how they now I want to know what all the other lists were. It's upsetting to me to not know.
I definitely want to know the other lists.
There were so many. I don't think.
And you were the keeper of all the lists.
You're so full of shit.
What?
Oh, there were so many. I know you remember exactly. Some of them must have like offended your sensibilities. Where you're just like,
did I create one where it was like for people selling shit or looking to buy stuff?
Oh, I would have enjoyed
I kind of feel like I remember that.
I don't know. People would like, send, hey, everybody's
free couches.
You know, stuff. Someone in
eggs.
Eggs. Yeah. I remember the egg. Oh,
there
the
was
eggs.
An egg email. Yeah.
The egg email.
I was on
but
that.
But I thought eggs went out to everyone.
Was that hey everybody?
Oh. No. Was eggs its own?
I don't know. Maybe it was.
Maybe it was a shout out and then it was like, maybe Jeff Ross was like, stop.
You know what? That's
emailing
what happened.
Everyone about your goddamn eggs.
Because hey everybody.
Yeah. Hey everybody went to everyone.
Went to everyone. And
I mean everyone.
It went to everyone.
Ever. John McCain.
Like network affiliate.
It wasn't, voluntary. And shout out was voluntary. You could take yourself off of shout out if you were on it. So I put everyone on it by default.
So something mistakenly got sent to company wide.
Right. Well, people would start asking just all type of like how to live their life daily.
Well, and I would get stressed out because once you got one email, then there would inevitably be a barrage of reply alls of people with little jokes to tag.
And that's like, pressure.
Mm-hmm. And everyone became a comedian at that point.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that took the pressure off.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't feel pressure to respond. I just felt like, okay, now we're just going to get a whole bunch of
one-uppers.
Yes ands here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep it going. It never ended.
And some people never knew to stop doing that.
No. Oh, I know.
Right. And
people would get upset. People would.
Can
I get off this list? Yeah. Oh, and I'll take them off the list. I won't say who it was. Yeah. There were some.
It really slowed down their day.
I'm serious, though. Yeah. There would be people that would ask to be taken off the list. And you wouldn't know unless you looked at the whole list to see who those people are.
Okay.
I'll let you know after this.
Okay.
Who never to trust?
Andy Richter.
Andy, it's always Andy, Rick.
It's always Andy.
What? One of our wardrobe people, incredibly talented, she lives in this amazing compound.
Oh, yeah.
Up near Altadena, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And started
a chicken farm.
And started bringing eggs and, in.
Not only a chicken farm, but had lamb on there.
Right.
Goats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a guest on Inside Cullman.
Linda.
Yeah, Linda.
Oh, okay. Can I tell you something about her?
About Linda, sure.
Yeah. I used to do, she's the sweetest lady, by the way.
Linda's
I know
fantastic.
You're not supposed to start things like that, but yeah, love Linda. And so I loved her so much. She was one of the people that would ask me to do work on their personal computers, a laptop or something. I didn't do that for everyone because then it becomes
what
a thing, right?
What kinds of work would you do?
Just whatever, just hey, can you help? Yeah, can you troubleshoot
Genius
this? It's slow.
Stuff.
That's
yeah.
it. Whatever, right? Firing offense.
What?
She should have been fired.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
You could fire her retroactively now.
I'm going to.
Well, and obviously I don't want to make money off of people that I work with for working on their computer. So, it's fine.
So
it's
you
fine.
Got paid you in eggs.
She did not pay me in eggs. You know what she paid me in?
What?
Goat milk.
Oh,
I never had goat milk before.
Really?
Yeah. She paid me.
Wow. How
one day
was the
sitting
goat
on
milk?
My, I came in to work and there was two jars.
Oh my God.
On my desk.
Uh huh.
And I looked and I was just like,
she knew how
and
to
there was
keep
a
you
note underneath
back.
There that said,
goat
some
milk.
Goat milk.
Goat okay. milk.
I never tasted any shit like that. Wow.
What does it taste like?
Goat milk.
Different. It tastes like goat.
Tastes like.
Was that her way of saying you're terminated? I don't want you near my computer.
I don't know what it was.
Here's some goat milk. Go away. That's
you could make goat cheese.
Wait, so you goat milk was?
I never had it. Like I was never like, if you have any, can you bring me some? Can you spare some goat milk? I was never like
that. No one's ever said that.
No one has ever. Which is
And you can keep it. Doesn't have to necessarily stay cold. I don't think. Very too
it's
cold.
It's shelf stable.
I don't know if it was. I don't know. It wasn't ice cold.
I have goat milk
and I tried
from 2012.
It
was, you're gonna want to pour that over ice.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered 500 megabits internet for $39.99 per month, plus a $100 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Legend has it, underneath the NJM insurance offices lies a mysterious room of long-forgotten, moldy mascot memorabilia, often pitched by ad agencies, always rejected by NJM. Is it real? We may never know. But what is real is NJM's dedication to doing what's right for their customers. Astoundingly, they're proud to put policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Learn more at NJM.com.
If there's anything better than getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's, it's getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's for less in the McDonald's app. Delicious. Order in the McDonald's app today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, only in the app. Enjoy a breakfast sandwich for just $1, like a sausage McMuffin with egg. Offer valid one time per day from 4/29 to 5/12/24 at participating McDonald's. Must opt into rewards.
Chris, we should talk about...
What, you feel we've strayed?
Strayed too far?
No.
Into goat milk territory?
Shit, I'm trying to segue.
It was definitely going to end up at goat milk. Had no other place to go.
It always comes to goat milk.
Well, one of the reasons you were in charge of the foodies list is because you are a legitimate foodie. I mean, you love food and...
You do.
We've all talked to you about different kinds of food.
Yes.
But
this is true.
One of our favorite remotes, too, involved you going to Taco Bell headquarters.
One of my favorites.
Which was...
Yes. Well, we found out you loved Taco
you
Bell.
Loved Taco
I mean,
Bell.
It wasn't an accident that you
No.
Man.
Yeah. No. You were brought there as a gift to you because Conan knew that you loved it so much.
Yes.
But you got to go to Mecca, to Taco Bell headquarters.
In Irvine, I think.
Yeah.
In Orange County, somewhere.
It was truly a gift.
Yeah. It looked awesome.
Right.
And they have a lab there. I think kind of famously, a test lab.
Yeah.
Where they're always coming up with new food. Because, you know.
It's amazing.
Mexicans, as it turns out, don't know how to make Mexican food. You need
a laboratory
to finally
where it really comes
get
from.
It right.
Right.
That's what they're trying to do at Taco
yeah,
Bell.
That was a glorious day.
Yeah.
It like literally I felt like shit, man.
Like
my whole life led to this moment. Like this
honestly,
is it. Yeah, like,
was
this
to see
is
that.
It. Yeah, like this is it, man.
Like you manifested that.
Yeah. Like this is it. This is what you did. All the hard work for it, you know.
Dancing.
This
like
is it.
Snoop
yeah,
Dogg.
Dancing like Snoop.
It's
you paid your dues. Yeah, you swallowed your pride and you made it here. And
I can really see that.
You get to be part of this wonderful thing. I felt I manifested the Dorito Loco taco. I swear I thought about that thing before.
Really?
Is that what you tried when you were down there, the Dorito?
No, no, this is prior to that. I'm just saying I have a
You
close
have a
connection.
Little bit of a synchronicity with Taco Bell.
I would say so. Yeah, absolutely.
I would have, if I was you and loving Taco Bell, shooting the remote, I would have tried to make friends with everyone who worked there and so you could call up and go.
Put them on the foodies
list. Go back
list.
Down.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever been back
It was overwhelming.
Okay.
So, you know, hindsight, you go, shit, I should have done that. I should have exchanged some numbers, exchanged cards or whatever.
Right.
No.
Yeah but
I was too in the moment, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Just taking
of
it
course.
In.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was trying
How
to
did you prepare your
it.
Body for that remote? Had you done a cleanse or like
no.
go really hungry?
that body at that time was Taco Bell ready. It didn't need no preparation.
Ready.
Yeah.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Stay ready. You don't got to get ready. Yes. That body was Taco Bell.
You did a three-day
that body was Taco Bell optimized, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were the man for the job.
Yeah. Yeah. What a day. Yeah.
Is there stuff you ate that didn't end up in there? Like, were you just getting to gorge on all these different things, or was it kind of a limited?
Was it mostly focused on
there were definitely things. It's cool because you can go in there and I don't know if it's still the same, but they encourage you to try new things. I think it's part of their job. They can just be sitting at their desk and go, you know what? Like, I feel like a such and such. You know, I feel like a quesadilla stuffed with steak and chicken and sour cream, whatever. Yeah.
They're all making foodie. Abomination they're all on the foodies list at Taco Bell.
Yes, they're all on the foodies list.
Yeah, because you were eating. I remember that. And I was like, wow, seem like regular employees trying the food out.
It seems like they can just get up anytime and just go hit that kitchen up. It's very definitely an advantage to working there. I said that in the remote.
Yeah.
I said, man, like, I forget what I said.
Slip your resume under someone's door.
I just remember thinking, like, I zoned off during it. Like on camera, like, shit, man. Like,
what am I doing?
Do I go back? Do I go? Yeah. Do I go back? Is this real?
Imagine this life? Filling paper.
But it got me there, man. You know,
but they're like,
paper.
There's someone who's
paper on printers.
Yeah, leaving the tortilla machine empty.
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, now when you're in Taco Bell, you're like, yeah, I've been to headquarters.
No, not once. No.
Yeah. 12th floor.
Oh, you're so cute thinking Taco Bell has salsa.
They do.
I don't know.
I mean, it's salsa-esque.
It's a hot sauce.
We talked about this the other day because Jesse loves Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell. Mm-hmm.
I think I've only been there once.
That's insane to me.
In life.
In your whole life.
In my entire life.
And you can't even remember when it was. So it might not have ever happened.
No idea. I don't know. And I know the other one's Del Taco, right? Out here.
That's a different thing.
Do people like both or is that a different thing?
But how does that happen?
How does what happen?
How do you avoid Taco Bell? Like, how do you not?
It just feels like it's a choice, right?
No.
It would have to be.
It just finds you.
I don't know. I just don't. Well, living in New York, there were no Taco Bells, really.
Yeah. I could see
and then I come out here, and then it was like, you come out here, and it's like, there's great Mexican food out here. So, and then you start
eating
Mexican
food. Yeah, but not that you can eat in your car.
Yeah, you've been out here for quite some time.
Yes,
said, you have to try to avoid Taco Bell.
I don't even know where one is. You tell me where there's a Taco Bell around here.
Oh. Well, shit, man.
Close to here?
When you put it like that.
I rest my case. Okay.
Yeah, I guess there's not a Taco Bell between your house and this studio.
Case closed.
That's true.
You wriggled your way out of that one.
The moment you leave LA, you're just flooded with Taco Bells.
Right. I don't stop when I'm
okay. Road. Well.
Yeah, you don't eat.
I don't. You know that, Jesse.
I do know that.
I don't eat.
I know you don't eat between meals.
Yeah.
I don't eat between meals.
I'm not a big snacker.
Not a great
except
snacker.
Unless you offer me popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I love Taco Bell. I'm a huge fan of their whole just ethos. I think they're.
So what is their ethos? When you say their ethos, I know I want to understand.
I don't know. There's an aesthetic. There's a it's a little bit ironic. It's a little bit retro. Uh-huh. I feel like they experiment with great flavors.
They do.
And it's a maximalist place.
All right.
More is more.
Okay.
But they don't have salsa?
I wouldn't say they technically have salsa.
They have sauces, and they do.
They have sauces, but they don't have fresh.
Is considered a salsa-ish.
Now I want to go. I mean, it's ironic food.
It is a little bit ironic.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a
you come
stoner
out of there
food.
Smiling. Yeah.
Okay. You think about how many ways Taco Bell has flipped, maybe 5 or 6 ingredients?
Yes.
Because it's,
right.
you have either corn tortilla, flour tortilla, tomatoes, beans, beef, chicken,
cheese,
and cheese. There's not very much more.
Yeah, there's not that many
ingredients.
They're
always working with that palate.
Yeah, and they can put them in so many different formats.
There's a squirt of sour cream sometimes.
And it makes a huge difference. So if you're going from crunchy into soft or soft into crunchy or all soft, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they work with texture.
A lot of texture play.
This sounds great.
Speaking of texture play, I can't believe they haven't brought back the double-decker taco. I'm manifesting that. I was a double decker.
It'll happen for you.
Okay, thank you.
You know why? It'll happen for you because they brought the Mexican pizza,
but they brought back the enchiladas.
But if you wish, the enchiladas, right?
Enchilito, yeah. Well,
if you wish for it hard enough, it can happen.
Wait, isn't that just a taco on top of another taco?
Soft taco, a layer of beans, and then a hard shell taco.
Yes.
And beef. Once again, that's the
textural.
But Taco Bell also, you know what they do really well? They make everything its own contained package.
Yes.
The vessel is also edible.
Okay.
Which is really nice for eating in your car.
Except for this.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Taco Bell in the studio. We should say that.
Well, there's Taco Bell
and
here.
Our producer Lisa got some new items. This was Lisa's idea.
I love it.
Yeah. And I love it too.
are these new items?
These are all new menu items, and we wanted to have Hayes taste them and give us his thoughts.
And
Sweeney also. These are all going to be new. I'm very excited.
I'm extremely excited.
A bean burrito would be new to Sweeney.
Yeah. Yes. Everything is new. I envy your first bites.
It's all new to me.
Okay. The Mexican pizza.
Oh, yeah. So
that's a pizza.
Well, yeah.
It's a pizza made of tortillas.
Okay.
So when this thing first came out, I would guess somewhere around 1980, I'm going to guess around 87, 88. It was called a pizzazz.
You know when this came out?
Yeah, it wasn't called a Mexican pizza. It was called the pizzazz. Okay. And I guess that didn't go over well with...
Wait, it's a quesadilla.
No, it's a
quesadilla.
Do you see what I just did there?
Guys.
Did you see how I did the sauce on there?
Guys, what's happening?
Follow my lead. Sweeney, follow my lead here. Squeeze a little hot sauce on there.
It's literally cut like a quesadilla.
And then you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, hot sauce the same way you add it to a quesadilla.
It's supposed to be warm, by the way, too.
All right.
It's perfectly fine like this.
I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
Just try some.
I'm going to try the
quesadilla. And then let us know what you think.
Yeah. I like this.
You like that?
That's great.
So the nacho fries with...
It's delicious.
With yellow bird sauce. This is a new item.
Ah, yes. The French-Mexican fries.
It's nacho fries.
French-Mexican fries.
Topped with yellow bird, which is a trademarked name. I don't know why.
It's topped with yellow bird.
Habanero ranch.
That's this one
that
right here.
In the little container.
Okay.
Mm.
I'm going in.
Mm. Ooh. Ah.
How does it hit?
Oh, spicy habanero ranch.
Oh, this sauce is for the French fries? Sorry.
It's like a chipotle aioli.
Wow.
Mm.
That's special.
That's good.
That's good.
It's different.
That would go good on the Mexican pizza.
Wait, what's different to you here? The sauce?
Mm-hmm.
That would go good on Mexican pizza. It's got some kick to it.
It does.
This is a very adult sauce here.
I want to go on a road trip with you guys.
This ain't for no little children.
Just to eat now. I don't care where we're driving. Where are we going to go?
We'll go to Riverside.
Plenty of Taco Bells in between here and now.
What's a Taco Bell you guys have stopped at where you're just like, oh my God, like it came out of the desert like a mirage. Mm. And you're just like, oh my God, this is saving my life right now.
Well, you know what? Anytime you've had a good night of partying.
Yeah.
A Taco Bell comes out of a mirage. Yeah, late
night.
Open,
how late are they open?
There's many Taco Bells on the way to Vegas.
Right. Yes.
They're on the way to Palm Springs.
Mm.
Any Taco Bell is a good
now,
Taco Bell.
Okay.
You told me to bring a soda.
Yeah.
This is Mountain Dew food. I'm sorry, but it is. And
you know what? That's one of their drinks, dude.
We have Diet Mountain Dew. I'm not drinking Diet Mountain Dew.
No, that's terrible.
So I'm going to drink it.
They are a Mountain Dew provider.
Coke.
They make frozen Mountain Dew drinks, too.
Who does?
Taco Bell, man.
Now I'm in.
They know who you are.
Now I'm in. I love a good dew.
Okay, do you want to hear about the next menu
item?
Yes,
please. Keep it going.
So this is wrapped in foil. It's a grilled cheese burrito.
I'm fine with this.
And
they can do no wrong.
They just... Take American food.
Yeah.
grilled cheese burrito.
If you add a T and an O to the end of anything.
Okay.
It's fine.
I'm seeing it's multiple cheeses. Wow. So there's a nacho cheese inside. There's a three cheese blend also inside. And then there's a three cheese blend grilled onto the top.
Are you trying to get hired away by Taco Bell? I'm going to come in next week. You're going to be like, well, you heard about Jessie. She's not... Wait, what?
You got to take the bite off the top.
She's working in Irvine, California.
This is actually
she's happier than
Taco
she's ever
Bell
been.
Taco Bell podcast.
Mm.
This is excellent.
Oh, this is good.
You two should run off together. Because this, I've seen marriages built on much less than this. You're already at,
you know what,
the 12,
puts it over the top for me?
12 year anniversary mark here.
The Fiesta strips.
Oh my goodness.
There's
the Fiesta strips.
Oh my goodness.
There's strips of like chip strips that are inside the burrito.
How do you, there's,
brother, this shit is so good. Oh my goodness.
Are you guys going to have kids? Like, what's the plan? What's the five-year plan for you?
What's your favorite hot sauce?
Can you imagine your kids growing up? You've got to have children. Don't just get married. What's your favorite hot sauce? I'd say I enjoy a hot salsa, but they don't have salsa at Taco Bell. There's only room for fries and grilled cheese and pizza.
And chipotle sauce.
Okay, thanks, man.
That sets the whole thing off. My favorite sauce is just the regular hot.
That's mine too.
Sauce. Awesome.
Okay, I'm gonna try this grilled cheese. Here is this the grilled cheese? Is this it?
You're gonna want to drop some of that.
Is that what this thing is?
I don't even know.
Yeah, that's what that.
Let me tell you how good this is. Like, I know we're supposed to continue speaking, and I really don't. I really want to just continue to tuck into this.
Can I say one thing? Yeah. Whoa, this is delicious.
If I had to become a gigolo and sell myself to pay for these, I definitely would.
Oh man.
I love the chipotle sauce.
You gotta stop being a gigolo.
Yeah.
You two are getting right. This is delicious. Taco Bell's fantastic.
Well, what's your favorite of the new menu items?
If I had to eat one every day for the next month, it would be the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese is good.
The grilled cheese is really good. But I'm happy with everything. Did you have an item, a menu item, like when you went to Taco Bell? Did you have something maybe you thought maybe you could pitch somebody? Something you've always...
While I was there?
Yeah. An item you've always dreamed of having at Taco Bell?
It would have been the Dorito Loco.
Okay.
And they came, like I said, they read my mind. Yeah, that was it. That was the ultimate.
Do they have now a Flaming Hot Cheetos partnership?
Because hold on.
That seems like a natural...
No.
No.
I don't know.
I think they should have Flaming Hot Cheetos in an item.
There is one that I would pitch. I forgot about this. I don't know if they exist already in the wild. I don't know. But it's basically a taco, loose meat, beef, but over onion bread, like an onion bread bun, but the taco inside the bun. Almost like a torta, right?
Oh,
torta,
yeah.
That they call it. But with loose meat on it and shredded cheese, right? The Mexican sharp cheese. And then, you know, like a sloppy Joe.
Yeah. So more of a sandwich.
Like a sloppy Joe, but I want to call it like a...
I.
What do you want to call it? Sloppy Jose? Okay.
Officially named.
You got it.
I can't
say
it
no more. I mean,
You can talk about
that doesn't exist.
Food in such detail after we just ate all this food. It's like...
Man, that just put a dent in it.
You could eat more.
Yeah, I could finish your plate as well.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Chris Hayes.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I hate to wrap this up, but
I
have to wrap it up.
Just in Taco Bell solidarity.
Yes. And I'm excited to be part of the... Please consider me part of the Taco
Bell
team.
You're part of the bellies.
The bellies, yeah.
The bellies.
Yeah.
I like bellies. It. Let's start that email group.
The Bobs. Big old bellies.
Mm-hmm. Ace, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks to Chris Hayes for joining us and bringing all that delicious food. Wow, that was...
Yeah, your first Taco Bell experience.
Well, it's not my first.
Or maybe second.
But
your first sober Taco Bell experience.
I did feel like... just really out of the loop on Taco Bell. But
we were a little too sober for it. I was like, there's something missing. Oh, okay. I think I know what it is.
Well, they need to get their liquor license. Oh, there's the one in Vegas has a liquor license.
That's right. They do. They serve margaritas. Lisa went there and she was disappointed. Anyway, Taco Bell, please send us free food if you want to.
If you feel like it.
We don't really have that power with this podcast, do we? to get free things
sent to us.
Yeah,
we don't even get free Inside Conan merch. How about that? Hey, Team Coco, if you're out there, oh, would it kill you to get? Here's a pin. Ah, thank you. No. We have a listener question.
We do.
Yeah. You want to tackle
I'll read
this
it,
one?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I love it. I love your dulcet tone.
Hello, Mike and Jesse. My name is Bob. I'm writing to you from Manassas, Virginia, and have been a fan since the early days of Late Night. I love the podcast and your work. See, that's a perfect thing to say to someone if you see them in
That's
airport.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My question is about the music in the comedy bits. Many of the comedy bits would have short musical jingles. Who wrote the music for those? Were there writers with some musical talent? Or did the writers enlist Jimmy and the band to write those? Keep up the good work, Bob.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. When you became a writer on Late Night way back in the old days and music came on, and if you wrote the lyrics for a song, if it had words, you would get a writer's credit and then you'd get a check
right.
6 months
from
later.
From
BMI.
Yeah, which
is it BMI or
union
yeah,
is that?
BMI. It's the Musicians Union.
Yeah.
So some writers were like, hey, if I write the melody and the lyrics, I get 100%.
Double checks.
So, you know, like Brian McCann, he would write a song. Like we used to do a bit called Joe's Place, which is really funny.
Oh, yeah.
It was about this bar that Conan would go to during actually go there live during the show. And McCann just... The night before the first one, he just took out his acoustic guitar, wrote the song, recorded it, brought it in, and that was it. And maybe he re-recorded it at work in a better, you know, audio situation. But that was it. But
that's great.
Yes, all the writers learned about that and got, because
learned it, about that little scam.
It was a scam, and before that, it would just be like, you know, Max Weinberg. You'd go to Max and then you'd have Jimmy Vivino, you know, the guitar player. He would pretty much bang out the melody and arrange it with Max. And then, sometimes they'd get carried away trying to get that BMI money. Like I remember on a New Year's Eve show, you know, we were doing like a Midwest countdown or something. And when the ball or whatever jokey, you know, like whatever we did for the countdown, it was over. We were like, the script said, play Happy Days Are Here Again.
Yeah.
And, you know, like right before we'd rehearse, Max would come over and go, we're going to try we're playing something a little different. It's called, you know, Good Times or Once Again upon us. I was like, wait, what? And then they play a song that kind of sounded like Happy Days.
Yes.
But it's like, well, you know, I think people really know that song. Like, But yeah, so.
Unless that's the joke.
Right. Yeah. So.
Like in.
Sometimes you'd have to be like, we don't really need a new song here.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I wrote plenty of lyrics to jingles. And I probably even wrote the music to a couple jingles too, just because of, sometimes it's in your head a certain way. And you just say, you know, you tell them, you tell Jimmy what it is. And he composes
around
that.
The lyric.
Yeah. But I never registered for BMI because I hate paperwork. It was really stupid. I wish I had.
I heard you've never been paid. Like you didn't get your paycheck because you had to fill out a W-9.
Oh, yeah.
That's been a problem for you since day one. Well, Bob, thanks for your question.
Stay cool.
Yeah, man. And start writing your own jingles.
Yeah, and submit them to BMI. Do the paperwork.
And if you're a fan of Conan's and you see him live, write a jingle and go up and sing your jingle to Conan. And if you can rhyme something with Bonaducci, more power to you.
Then you get extra residuals. Uh-huh. We love our listener questions. Honestly, they're so fun. So if you have a question for us, you can email us insideconanpod@gmail.com or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 323-209-1079.
And if you like the show for some reason, you can support us by rating Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast, on iTunes. And please leave us a review, a glowing review.
I've got a review for you guys.
Yeah, what's that?
We love you.
Oh, you can't speak for me.
Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast, is hosted by Mike Sweeney and me, Jesse Gaskell.
Our producer is Lisa Burr.
Team Coco's executive producers are Adam Sachs, Jeff Ross, and Nick Liao.
Engineered and mixed by Joanna Samuel.
Our talent bookers are Gina Batista and Paula Davis, with assistance from Maddie Ogden.
Thanks to Jimmy Vivino for our theme music and interstitials.
You can rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
And of course, please subscribe and tell a friend to listen to Inside Conan, or an enemy, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever platform you like best.
I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Put on your hat, it's the Conan Show. Try on some spats, you're gonna have a laugh. Give birth to a calf, it's Conan!
This has been a Team Coco production.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.